Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
The Survivor Specialists are back, and I'm continuing my exit interviews for Survivor 48 with third place finisher Joe. A lot of people thought that Joe had this game in the bag early on and that it seemed really obvious that he was going to win. Ultimately, he finishes third place. I'm ready to dive in and ask him some questions about if he was surprised by any of the jury votes, how the Eva situation on day one really impacted the way he played the game, and what his plan would have been had there not been an Eva on his tribe. I want to know what he was thinking when he stepped foot on that island. So we're going to be talking about all of that and more, and I can't wait to discuss Joe's game with him. Obviously, we're going to be having Mitch, Camilla, and Kyle later. And if you haven't listened to the Eva podcast yet, make sure you jump in and check that one out. Next week, we are going to be talking about Survivor 50. So I just want to promote that a little bit. Survivor 50 cast reaction next Wednesday night. So make sure you tune in to that while we talk about all of the new cast of what is going to maybe be the biggest season in the history of the show. And if you want more Survivor 48 coverage tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern, Will and I will be putting this season to bed as we give our final thoughts on everything that took place over the last 13 weeks. So thank you all so much for listening this entire season. And here's my interview with Joe. I'm here with Joe, third place finisher from Survivor 48. Joe, thank you for being here, first of all.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
So I'm watching that finale last night, that final tribal council. And after everything was all said and done, you looked emotionally exhausted. You went through such an emotional journey out there the entire season. What was going through your head as you're sitting there and the votes have been read and you know how it's all played out? What's happening there?
I want a Western bacon cheeseburger. That's what I want. No, honestly, my man, it's so you're right. Like, you hit it on the head. First of all, I'm just a super competitive person. And after any loss, because it's a loss, I reflect on basically, instead of blaming other people, it's like, what could I have done? How did I mess this up? But at the same token, I'm so grateful that how do you complain about the top three? In my opinion, right? Like, just in general, however it shakes out for anyone that's done that, I'm super grateful. So it's this flood of emotion of, what just happened? What did I do wrong? Did I lose this? And then on top of it, it's also grateful. Like, what a ride, and what's there really to be upset about? But you're seeing it live, you know? So it was kind of just this sea of gratefulness and being so happy to be there, but also regret and then sadness. So it was a lot of emotion, happy.
Yeah. Were you surprised at any of the jury votes and the way they shook out?
That's a great question. Yeah, because watching it back, it might seem silly because everyone has all the angles, but out there, yeah, there were some other ways you thought it would be switched. Like, oh, maybe this, like you have this maybe. Like, did I think it was going to be a slam dunk for anybody? No, I didn't. But I didn't think that it would shake out the way that it did, but I thought it would, you know, I was interested in like to see how it would go, but I didn't, I thought it would be more than one vote, to be totally honest. Yeah, I thought because you go into it with, you got to hype yourself up, you got to make sure that you're prepared. So yeah, it, I was a little surprised.
And were you concerned going to the end with Eva that the two of you might potentially split votes and that that could hurt you ultimately?
You know, I didn't, and I didn't think that because you got to remember in my mind, the way that I'm looking at this is pretty simple. I go, most people in an alliance had some form of a conversation on like, let's do this, whatever this is, we're going to do this. To have such a public alliance, people got to remember that happened authentically. That just happened. And I'm not saying that either one of us regret it. I just mean that it wasn't like a game plan. And so the fact that we were able to make it there, and I'm not just saying that, is to me, I'm so proud of that. Like it didn't just happen from a potion that we gave everybody and then, you know, bit them like vampires. It's more about the fact that we were able to get there. I didn't really play out, oh, now what's going to happen with the votes? It's like, here's what I know I'm not going to do once we get there, is I'm not going to attack her. You know what I mean? So that was kind of where I was at.
And so after the David vote, when he goes out and then you're staring at the jury and he's mean mugging the entire time, were you getting a little concerned that maybe the jury wasn't going to be super happy with you, or were you just like, Dave is out of his mind?
Oh man, great question. I'll say this. You know, of course it's, let's just be honest about it, right? And then you hear that knock knock, and it's just such a, when you're there doing it live, I mean, my man, if we were out there together, right? You look over and you're going, what's happening? Like, is it real? Of course we talked about that. Is it real? Is it not real? It looked real. And I'm gonna be honest, it kind of felt real. So yeah, of course you're concerned. And but isn't that the beauty of Survivor? Is you go every season, the people, and you've seen it every season, sometimes the jury's upset, sometimes they're not. And so yeah, you're constantly thinking, oh, like that's the trick of managing it, is yeah, it was a very uncomfortable situation. And yeah, we talked about it.
I love that. I like to hear that because I feel like we all saw David stand up and we said, what is that group thinking at this point? So let's go back to the beginning of the game. So Eva comes up to you on day one and shares everything with you, right? But what I'm curious about is what was your plan going into the game before you found this out about Eva, right? Like, how were you planning to play the game? And then how was that changed by finding this app?
Excellent question. So first to ask me that is really, I think that a lot of people have this concept, and I thought a lot about this before I went out there, was I'm going to play this way. I'm going to cut throats, I'm going to backstab, or I'm going to be loyal, or I'm going to be a challenge beast, or whatever it is. They have these preconceived notions. But it's like anything, and I'm a sports mindset type of person. It's like, but you're going into a game and I have no idea what the offense is going to deliver, and I'm trying to plan my defense. I have no idea what they're going to do. So my concept was, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to be me. And I know that sounds crazy, as like I'm going to adapt to what's in front of me. So if it's a season where everyone's backstabbing and yelling and crazy, I'm going to just try to stay true to me. And if that gets me out first, it gets me out first. If I win, I win. But I'm just going to stay in this lane and focus on relationships. That was my goal, was like, I am going to make sure that I'm going to live and die on that hill and make them genuine. Because in anything in life, when they're genuine, at least it makes it harder for you then at the end to cut my throat, vote me out. And like, for example, Genevieve made a comment from previous season, is like, hey, there's players that talk about this that are great players. She's a great player. And it says, hey, I don't want to get close to people because it's easier to do this act. And so my game plan going in was just to be authentic. And maybe I go home first, but you know, I'm banking on that. And it's something that I can sustain. I'm not in real life backstabbing, manipulating. And it doesn't mean that those that are less than. It just means I can sustain being me the entire time. And so that's what I'm gonna do is, and it worked out.
Yeah, and so with some of those relationships, like we see you get with the California girls, we see you with Eva, we see all that, but were there any other relationships like later on in the game that you felt weren't shown that you had really strong bonds with people?
Absolutely. That's another great question. Is like, if you think about it, there's this concept of like, oh, who's in control, who's not. At the end of the day, those relationships, think about this with Kyle. Why didn't they? Why didn't they? Why didn't they? It's because you don't see that we had a genuine relationship that was much deeper than on camera and things that I would never share publicly, but we both went deep and it was real. And I feel like that's what makes it harder for everybody. Is the more you invest in that relationship, the more complicated it gets. So the answer would be Kyle and I had a much deeper relationship. Camilla and I did, believe it or not. Like we shared things that I was really, really surprised that both of us went there. And it was real. It was not gameplay stuff. And I'm proud of us for that. Another one was Mitch. I mean, we got deep. And you got to remember, there's just hours of time to sit there and say, you know what? Like, here's who I really am. And here's some stuff that I haven't shared with many people. And so, Mitch, Kyle, Camilla, we got deep. So, regardless of what anyone else might say, those are the relationships I want. And Shaheen, we were tight. So, those are the ones that many people didn't know.
And were you surprised when you watched it back and you're seeing the strategizing from Camilla and Kyle, especially around like the Shaheen boot and stuff like that? Was it kind of blowing your mind to watch it on TV? Because at Final Tribal, you hear it, but you haven't seen it. So did it shock you a little bit?
It definitely did, but also like there's a little piece with the Shaheen boat, and I don't know if we're gonna get into that, but the piece with that, there's a little difference. But with their relationship, it's hard when people say, you know, we knew, we knew, we knew. No, like kudos to them. I don't want to disrespect their game. I did not know. I wasn't aware of many that did. So yeah, it's puts you back on your heels. And to be honest, to be totally vulnerable with you feel stupid, you know, like. Because from this seat, meaning the couch, yeah, like I absolutely would, of course, I'd do this or that, but live, you just told me something really personal. That's real. 2 seconds later in the game, there's lies. So that's what screws your brain up is the truth is mixed in with lies. And people forget that. It's not just sitting down and delivering gameplay. We just had an 8-hour conversation about some really deep stuff. And then you go to a confessional and divulge what you want to do in the game. So it's much more complicated than people think.
And so let's hear this Shaheen piece then, because we got a couple minutes. I'd love to hear what you want to say here.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, you know, I made it a point that I was never gonna, I heard a lot of the exit interviews from the cast in general, and there was a few that I was like, man, there's gotta be ways to do this without like bashing, like, because we each have our own perspective. And I just wanna say that I do respect their perspective, but it doesn't mean that it's the what actually happened. Normally it's in the middle, my perspective, your perspective. And so with the Shaheen boat, is to be clear, like what people missed in that is we just had a flat out argument that day. And it had been building up just about like, you know, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Like this type of tension between just like a couple. Like a relationship that you have. And it had built from he had vented about not winning challenges. And I thought, man, like, is that kind of coming this way at me? And then we talked about other things in camp life and we kind of blew up at each other. And then we really blew up at each other. And what you see on the tube is the tail end of that. Well, why don't you ask this? Why don't you ask that? Well, you're missing. We were done. I was done. He was done. And it was almost outside of the game. Like, you know what? I'm done with this. And that crack in our armor allowed Camilla and Kyle to slide in between us. And that is the key. And I'm not taking away from their game, but it wouldn't have worked 2 or 3 days earlier, or if we were in our normal state. And I say that with utmost confidence because what we normally did was we talked about everything. It would have been, hey, man, does this person have an idol? Nope. Does so and so mention your name? Blah, 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 blah. And then in addition to that, when he threw out my name, there was a lot more to it than that. So when you add in, well, I kind of threw out your name, but I didn't. And mainly we fought. It's so much more complicated. So that's what really led to that. It wasn't a plot against him. It was like, why couldn't we had that fight a different day?
Yeah, just bad timing, right? That's Survivor for you.
And it's I know that sounds that simple, buddy, but it really is for that. So
I want to ask you about the immunity challenges. So you win four of them. You have a chance to tie the record and break the record going into the finale. You had a shot at six, which most players didn't. Do you think that had you hit five, that could have been a better pitch for you at Final Tribal with what your jury looked like, and you might have been able to snag some votes or no?
I don't know, man. That's a good question, brother. But I don't know, man. Like, I look at it now as what an honor to be there. I had no idea that I would get that far with the challenges, but just him saying that was like, wow, that's awesome. I don't know. Maybe it would have, but you got to think, like, if that one thing swayed it, I don't know. I think that every jury, which I can't speak on, it seems like if there's emotion involved, any emotion, it gets complicated. And I feel there was a lot of emotion. A lot of emotion. And there's players there. Remember, they have nothing but time and emotion. And so I feel like that was the bigger impact about who was there and how they got there than the immunity challenges. So
Gotcha.
it could have, but it also might have turned them off, right? They might go, well, all he did was win challenges. He's not getting my vote. I don't
So,
know.
last question for you then. Obviously, the reaction to your character has been overwhelmingly positive. What was it like to watch that with your kids?
Oh my gosh, that's great to hear. I'm just so thankful. And not that other people haven't, but just been through some hard times and some dark times, and to get positive feedback when you're able to just be you is what a blessing. I mean, truly, like, I'm just so grateful to people like yourself with kind words and being here talking about this is, I guess, simply put, my man, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for the positive feedback. And to be honest, I'm just a proud dad right now.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Joe. I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything.
Oh, man. No, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for your time. And have a good day.
Thank you.